Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Chairman. Firstly, we thank you for the way you're conducting the work in such a transparent manner, reflecting all the comments that were submitted after the first reading of the draft conclusions. You have struck a good balance in terms of our comments. My delegation would like to submit four main priorities in consideration of this document. Firstly, to ensure that any reference to international humanitarian law be compatible with existing norms and thus should not dilute or weaken these norms. In particular, this is relevant when it comes to some parts of the text, paragraphs 20, 21, and paragraph 25. The second priority, and here we echo what the Philippines and various other delegations said, to reflect prohibitions and regulations that don't just reiterate international norms of IHL, but also redress the more broader concerns with regard to international law and ethical considerations, and also the characteristics that are specific to the functions of laws. The third priority is to ensure that the human-centered approach in the use of force is an essential part of our work. And if we don't agree on this now, then we should reflect that this is a necessary and essential component in the continuation of our work. Finally, we should avoid any claim that algorithms, in particular artificial intelligence, be administratable and thus is not a risk or major challenge in terms of the feasibility of compliance with weapons that incorporate such technology in terms of compatibility with international law, in particular IHL. Thank you.